One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and his granddaughter, Teddy, in the living room.
Now, Teddy, what I wanted to say was, the other day I... possibly I made certain references which might be open to misinterpretation. Oh,
goodness, Father. Barbara, you don't need to apologize to me.
Yeah, we'll clear this up. Now let's see if we can find out what you might have misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. You know, I have a friend who says that Christmas should be the one day in the year when a person can overeat and suffer no ill effects. Well, that's a pretty good idea. And on Christmas, the temptation to overeat is certainly present. But things don't always work out the way they should. On Christmas, as on any other day, acid indigestion can be the result of overindulgence. Right now, maybe you are feeling a little uncomfortable for reasons we've already mentioned. If you are, now is the time to fix yourself a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer. That's right. On Christmas Day, or any day when acid indigestion causes discomfort, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 21, Book 81. The mounds of gaily wrapped Christmas packages under the tree in the barber living room were distributed amid sounds of merry confusion early this Christmas day, and the house, which has been bursting at the seams since sunrise, is strangely quiet now in the pre-dinner hour, hushed as if waiting for the reassembling of the clan for Christmas dinner. Since late last night, when she came in from the hospital, and throughout this crowded day, Teddy has noticed Father Barber looking at her in an oddly wistful fashion. She didn't realize until a moment ago, when he invited her into the living room, that he's been trying to maneuver a moment alone with her.
I have been hoping to have a word with you, Teddy. Oh, now, don't look alarmed. I'm not going to lecture you.
Oh, you may if you like. I'm sorry I behaved so badly the other day.
Yeah, I wanted to say, if by any chance you misinterpreted...
Oh, please. I'm afraid I was pretty hysterical and...
Oh, no, now let me say this, Teddy. It's been bothering me. I feel better if you'll allow me to re-examine...
Hey, where is everybody? Where's Paul?
Well, he's up in his studio, Cliff. He'll be down in a minute.
Claudia and Nicoletta are helping your mother, Clifford. Perhaps you might see it. There's something you can do.
I just went out there, Dad. There isn't a thing.
Clifford, don't sit down. I've been trying to have a moment alone with Teddy.
Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, you forgive me, my boy. We'll be through here shortly.
Oh, it's okay, Dad. I'm sorry I busted in.
It's very difficult on Christmas Day to find a quiet place for a conversation.
Hasn't it been a turmoil, though? But I love it.
What I wanted to say to you, the other day I possibly, inadvertently, that is, I made a certain casual reference to...
Boy, is that bedlam at my house. I couldn't take it anymore. Hi, Teddy.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, let me stretch out of this davenport and listen to the pulsing quiet. Oh, boy. Six little girls, three toy pianos, a drum, a xylophone, and a portable phonograph. That's too much for me. You know the record they like best, Dad? It's the loud one Cliff gave them. Horns, cornets, slide trombones, French horn, bassoon, tuba. They can't get enough of it. They get mounds of quiet gifts like crochet hooks and paper dolls, but what they really like is noise. Wow. Oh, this is great. Nothing but the crackling of the fire and the distant rattle of dishes and the soothing smell of turkey.
Yes. Jack.
Ah, peace, it's wonderful.
Jack, all day long, Teddy and I,
pardon me. I busted in on something, huh?
Oh, no, but it's just that we finally...
Oh, sure, Dad.
Clifford!
It's me, Mom, Jack.
Oh, Jack, we need somebody out here to open the jar, the midget stuff.
Well, I may not have enough strength left, Mom, but I'm willing to try it.
Where are Billy and the children?
They'll be right along.
Father Barber, I think I know what you're referring to, and please, there isn't any need to go into it. Because...
Very nice of you to say so, Teddy, but I won't rest easy until I've cleared it up, if you don't mind. Now then, let's see if we can find out what you misinterpreted. When we touched on your little girlhood here...
Father!
Huh?
Oh, come in, Hazel.
Oh, hello, Teddy.
Yeah, you came over alone? Where's the rest of your family?
Oh, they'll be right along. I walked over ahead because I just couldn't wait to read you a letter from Pinky. It just came, special delivery.
Oh, good, you've heard from him.
You know, Hazel, amid all the confusion around the tree this morning, it crossed my mind 2 or 3 times that we should have phoned the boy the long distance.
Oh, we've tried all day. We couldn't get through to the lumber camp at all. Apparently, nobody's answering phones up there.
Oh, here, sit on the arm of my chair.
Is that light all right, Hazel?
Oh, yes, this is fine.
Well, it's written from Higby Mills, Oregon, Camp 2. Written Christmas Eve, last night. Listen to this salutation. We'll have to read it again to everybody. Dear Mom, Dan, Margaret, Hank, Uncle Jack, Aunt Betty, Sharon Ann, Mary Lou, Janie, Abby, Debbie, Connie, Aunt Claudia, Uncle Mickey, Joan, Penelope, Uncle Cliff, Andy, Uncle Paul, Teddy, Grandmother, and especially to Grandfather.
Oh.
He says, I am sitting here alone in the bunkhouse because every lumberjack in this camp disappeared toward town this afternoon, leaving me here to keep the stove going so it'll be warm when they come back. Just an empty bunkhouse, snow outside and branches snapping in the cold. I never felt so far away from home in my life. Your big Christmas box from all the family came this morning, but I won't open it until tomorrow at 7:30. I will try to have my Christmas the same time the kids wake you up to have yours down there.
It was 6 o'clock, still dark.
I'm going to celebrate Christmas in this sinking bunkhouse, slowly opening packages and thinking about all of you, and especially Grandfather. Tell him I will never get in debt again, because it is now obvious to me that debt leads only to disaster, just as he so often said. After my regular payments to Grandfather, I didn't have much money left for presents, but I have sent a redwood burl to each of you.
Huh?
A redwood burl.
Yes, redwood burl.
And if you keep them in water, they will sprout, although they won't be trees for 300 or 400 years. These burls will seem a meager Christmas gift, unless you realize how much love goes with them. It seems to me, Mom, that our family... Here, Teddy, read the rest of it.
Yeah.
I'll go and see if I can help Mother.
Poor Hazel. Let's see. Our family Christmas is the finest thing that happens in the whole year. Tonight I can shut my eyes and see you all around the tree at Grandfather's and hear Grandmother playing Silent Night on the piano. And then there's some doubts and he says, I stopped riding here to cook my dinner, warmed up pork roast, Boston baked beans, store cookies, and buttermilk.
Yeah.
There's still no sound here in the bunkhouse except the breathing of Ophie, my boss, who came home a little while ago and fell asleep on the floor. I moved him to his bunk. It's quite a contrast to Christmas at Seacliff.
Man's drunk.
Poor kid. Let's see. Now that Ophie brought the truck back all in one piece, I will drive in town and mail this before I go to bed. It's a clear, cold night now with one very bright star in the east sky. It reminds me of a Christmas when Grandfather read aloud to Hank and me the story of the Star of Bethlehem. We were 6 and 7 years old, but I can still remember sitting close to him on the Davenport, eating a popcorn ball and listening to his quiet voice. The Yule log was burning and the tree sparkled with all the decorations, and it was sure great. Grandfather always makes Christmas a wonderful time for the children in our family, and I'm grateful for all the pleasant memories. And maybe this is the time to tell him so. Love and Merry Christmas, Pinky.
Yeah.
And you really do, Father Barber.
Huh?
Make Christmas something wonderful for the children. I can never have happier memories than my Christmases here when I was a little girl.
Yes. Teddy, I was afraid, you know. There are times when I... Yes, good smells coming from the kitchen.
Yes.
What time is your friend, Maudie Pemberton, coming?
Well, the minute she gets off duty. It was awfully sweet of you to ask her to dinner.
I like the girl, Teddy. Yes, good roommate for you. Yes, yes, if you insist on living away from home. Oh, Hazel.
Well, Father, can you see now why that letter was a little difficult for me to read aloud?
Yes, Hazel. That boy is coming along.
Henry, we all want to see the letter.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yes, Sammy. Oh, he's a lonely boy tonight.
Well, there goes Paul. Paul!
Yes, Teddy?
There's a wonderful Christmas letter from Pinky. Come and hear it.
Cliff, come on. Well, you finally heard from him, Hazel. Huh?
Yes, Paul. Came special delivery. But somebody else will have to read it aloud. I don't seem to be up to it.
Fanny, let me wait until the whole family is here, eh? And I'll read it myself at the dinner table, eh?
Oh, let me take you to the kitchen. I won't mind hearing it twice.
Mother Barbara, I missed out on something last night.
Hmm?
What was that, Tibby?
Well, I got in too late from the hospital to hear you play Silent Night.
Oh, now.
You're on again, Mom. Come on.
Clifford.
You know, there ought to be a Christmas recording of Mom playing Silent Night. She plays it better than anybody in the world.
Oh, Jack, my fingers are so stiff sometimes.
My mom, they rippled last night.
Play it now, Mother Barbara. Please do.
Oh, well.
Come on, Mom. Here. Sit you down.
Yes, Fanny. Teddy shouldn't miss out on such a ceremony. Yes, yes. It's part of Christmas here. Play now. Come, come.
Well, all right.
Coming, my dear. Don't you think you'd better reconsider and come back home to live?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Christmas Day is no time to be suffering with a cold. But friends, if you happen to be caught with one, you'll be happy to learn about Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. And these bright red tablets in the bright red package can do more to help relieve your cold misery. Tabsin contains one of the most effective antihistamines on the market to help relieve the sniffles and sneezes of your cold, and other relief-giving ingredients also. These ingredients help to ease the headache and reduce the fever, which so often accompany a cold. We think you'll find Tabsin especially effective. And really, if a cold is making you miserable, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Ask your druggist for Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Paul, shall I move back to my own room?
Teddy, my dear, this is your home. We'd all love to have you. You know that now.
Oh, yes, it'll be so wonderful to be... to be home again, Paul.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Teddy Moves Back Home, Chapter 22, Book 81. This is a Carl Denis Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.